Okay, today is Daf. Hey, we are on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We are on the second wide line where it says, Ham El Amr of Yosef, Hamani Rebihi. The Gemara had a question yesterday. The question was, how on earth can you be over the Isser of carrying when you hand an item to somebody else, to his hand? A hand is not a Makom Dalet Al Dalet, and you need a Makom of Dalet Al Dalet. So the first answer was, no. Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't need a makom dalet al dalet. How do you know Rabbi Akiva holds that? Because he holds this kind of kluta. That kluta means that we freeze frame the throw. And if we freeze frame the throw, obviously, it's not resting anywhere. So you don't need to rest a makom dalet al dalet. You don't need any makom at all. Right? So, but then we say that can't be. It can't be because maybe only by Hanachi he requires that. He holds like that. Not by Akira. And we end off that the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Akiva. Try number two. Try number two is El Amr of Yosef. We got six tries. El Amr of Yosef, Hamani, Rebihi. It's Rebbe. Hi, Rebbe. Which Rebbe is it? And now we're going to have two or three choices.
Didn't we say that a hand is a makom of chashivas?
That's going to be the final answer. Oh. The final answer is a hand is considered a makom of chashiv. And therefore, that's the final answer. Which is not even an answer. It's just a svara. It's not an answer. But that's what we're going to end. But before we get to the end, Tosfos asks in El Amr of Yosef, listen to this Tosfos. Kasha, L'Rajba. This is not the Rajba that we, it's a different Rajba. It's a Tosfos. The Rajba wasn't about a Tosfos. This is what the person was. Anyway, Kasha L'Rajba. Matzrichin Rabba of Yosef. Why first Rabbi Rabba and now of Yosef? Why are they trying Lahamid ha Mishneh ketanoim, to try to find a Mishnah holds like Tanoim, that different Tanoim, right? As I said, at the end, we're going to give an answer that the head is Chashav. We're not going to give a Tana. We're just going to say, it's a Svara. It's a truism. It just is. But before we get to that, we're trying to find Tanas that hold a Rebbe. Rebbe's a Tana. Who's a Nasi? Before it was a Rebbe Kiva, it's a Tana. Why are we trying to bother with that? It's a Svara. Beperek, listen to this Tosfos. Tell me if this Tosfos makes sense. Beperek Basra the Erevin, in the last parak of Erevin, Demachshavto, your das, your machshava, mashvile makom, makes a place. What does that mean? The Amar Hasam, Rav Yosef, Hishtin, if somebody goes to the bathroom, somebody urinates. You're standing in Rishos HaYachid. And you urinate into the Rosh Hashanah. You know, today it's not like a humorous thing, but back then it was much more common. So you're standing in Rosh Hashanah and you're urinating into Rosh Hashanah. Or you don't want to have such a graphic case. How about Varuk? Somebody spits from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. Right? Chayev. Chatos. You chayev a chatos. You did it by accident.
Sure.
What are you chayev for? Carrying. The spit went from here to there. The urine went from here to there. You chayev. Uparech. For be in a makom dalet v'leka, you don't have a makom dalet al dalet. Where the urine go? Into some little drainage hole or something? Where did the spit go? And where did it come out of? Didn't come out of makom dalet al dalet. So the Gemara asked that question, and the Gemara answers v'le umashani. The Gemara answers machshavto mash v'le makom. Well, your das is a makom. Your das is the equivalent of a makom. In other words, when I urinate, I go to the bathroom. I want to go to the bathroom, no? I don't makom dalet al dalet. Yeah, but I'm going to the bathroom. So it's the same thing. That gives me the machshava that I got to go to the bathroom. I got to spit. That machshava is enough to have dalet al dalet. In other words, you don't really need a dalet al dalet. Because you can go to the bathroom and it's not a makom dalet al dalet, and spitting also not. It doesn't make a difference.
Isn't it where it lands? If it is a dalet al dalet.
And also where you picked it up from.
So if I'm standing.
We said yesterday, Rabbi Akiva held, maybe the kluta only work when it's the hanacha, not the akira.
So the rishus harabim that you're spitting into,
right,
is a dalet al dalet.
But where's it spitting from? It's coming from your mouth. It's not a dalet al dalet.
But it's the rishus. The rishus is you're standing in a dalet al dalet.
What?
It has nothing to do.
No! We said yesterday.
According to this logic, yeah, you would need to throw something the size of dalet al dalet in order to be.
Hold on. De'ilo te mahachi. If you don't say that, if you don't give this answer, Amar Hada Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Zarak b'fi kelev o b'fi kivshan, if you throw a cookie to a dog, or you throw a cookie into the, throw a coal into the fire, throw a piece of wood into the fire, you throw it from here to there, and it lands in the dog's mouth, right? O b'fi kivshan chayiv, right? How you chayiv? The dog's muck, the dog's mouth is not a makom dalet al dalet. How you chayiv? Why you chayiv? Because you're aiming for the dog's mouth, that's good enough. I'm aiming to urinate, I'm aiming to spit, good enough. So what are we busy over here, makom dalet al dalet? That's the best toss of this question. From his answer, you'll see the question even stronger. V'tiritz ri, v'tiritz rebeinu tam, d'hadar machshavto, mashvilei makom. The fact that we say that your machshava makes it into a valid, a good place, hainu hecha d'lo nichalei b'inyin acher. It's no, there's no other way to do it. Ela b'inyin zeh. There's no other way I could do it. I have to go to the bathroom. There's no other way to go to the bathroom. No, this is how God created people. Spitting also. God created us. I have no other option. V'chein, zarak b'fi kelev. When I throw it to the dog, I could throw it on the floor. No. Sheritzono sheochlenu hakelev. I want the dog to eat it. Oh, sheyisrof ha'etz b'kivshan. Or I want the wood to land into the fire. That's what I want. I skip the next half a line. Aval hacha, but over here, in a choshesh, I don't care in makabel biyado o kli acher. What do I care if I give it to the oni? What, I have to be in his hand? I care about that? Or if it's in a kli, or it's on the table, or it's on the floor, what do I care? I don't care. Right? Sheyochlenu akelev, I'm sorry, o b'kli acher. I don't care. And since I don't care, I need a source. And what's the makar? If you care, I bedafka want the dog to catch it. I gotta go to the bathroom. There's all the way to go to the bathroom. I gotta go. I gotta spit. There's no other way to do it. Then we don't care. Then your machshava is good enough for a makam dalal al dalal. But if you don't care, then of course you need a makam dalal al dalal. That's Tosfos' answer. What do you think about that answer? What do you think about this whole Tosfos? It's very interesting. Right? Very interesting. Tell us. No one has any comments? Good. Okay.
Look, I'm joshing something. It's not about that, but it makes the whole thing confusing. What do you care? What does it have to be a mukham chash, whatever that means?
Right. We didn't explain that even because we don't.
It doesn't make sense. The mukham is not, the person is not a mukham. It's where the person is standing, that's the mukham.
That's a rishos.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to what you said.
That's not the same.
What?
That's not what we're saying.
That's not what we're saying.
Considering the person. No person is for as dalet by dalet.
That's right. That's exactly the question.
Super morbid.
So you can never.
This ties into the last answer, number six. Saying that there's a chashivas to when a person does an action, there's a chashivas to that.
Right.
Same thing like with a hand.
Right. So, right. That was the fair word I was going to say. Yeah. You're right. Oh, what you said about needing a rishos, so you see, it's not true. It's not the rishos. It's where it comes from and where it goes to. Not the rishos. Yes, I'm in rishos yachid. Where did the item come from? My pocket? Not a makom dalet al dalet. It came from the table? That's a different story. Now, why does it have to be like this? So,
but why is the hand separate from the person?
So we're going to end up saying, why? We'll see it in a minute. We'll see that. Hold off on that in a few minutes. Okay? The Sfas-Emes asked that question. Why is the hand separate from the person? And he answers...
Yeah, but now we understand. We already did that.
What?
We already did that. The hand has different things.
Because the way he answers it is, Yado shel Adam ikr tashmisho, it's your main... V'ein ha-guf. It can't go after the body. It can't. Because you can be here, your hand's here, you're doing something over there. So it can't, it's not connected. It's connected, of course. It's connected with veins and sinews. It's connected. But it has its own mind. It has its own doings. And therefore it's not considered connected to the body. Regarding this halacha. Of course it's connected. Physically, biologically, it's connected. Okay. So, Hi Rebbe. Yeah.
If I'm standing in Rishos HaRabim.
Yeah.
And I pass something into Rishos HaYochid.
Right.
Then...
Where'd you pick it up from? Where'd it go to?
Okay. If I'm standing in Rishos HaRabim, and then my hand, though, picks something up in Rishos HaYochid and moves it around, that's
right.
That's fine. It's...
No, it's not fine. It's a problem. We're going to get to that case in a few minutes. No stone's left unturned here. Now, hi, Rebbe. Which case of Rebbe are we talking about? Ile Merhad, the Rebbe, the Tanya, the following case. Zarak v'nach agabiziz kolshu. I throw something and it lands on some, I don't know, some nail, some protrusion, something, right? Chai, Rebbe Mechayev. Rebbe said, I'm Chayev. So I throw it from the Rosh Hashanah. It lands in the Rosh Hashanah. Where does it land? It lands on some, I don't know, some ziz. Ziz means something sticking out of the wall. Some something. How big is it? Kolshu. I'm Chayev. Right? V'chacham and potrin. T'chacham say I'm potter. Right?
Where are you?
I'm in the Gemara.
Third line.
Right? Second line. Right? So we could answer the same thing we answered yesterday, that the Akira has to be Makam Dalal Dalal. This is not going to be valid. This is not going to be an answer. This is not going to be an out for us. Right? Anyway, so what do you see from here? Rebbe says it can land on anything. So you don't have to have a Makam Dalal Dalal. That's what Rebbe says. It's not right. Hasam Kedavina Lemon Lekamon. No. Kedabaya. No. In a few days from now, on Daf Ches, we're going to explain this case in greater detail. It's not a case where you throw something on a wall and there's nothing sticking out of the wall, a tiny little thing. No, that's not the case. The case is as follows. Dama Rabaya, Hacha, the whole case has changed. Be'ila, it's a tree. Ha'omeid, Rosh Hashayachid. It's standing in Rosh Hashayachid. But V'nofo, notel, Rosh Hashayachid. And the branches are in Rosh Hashayachid. A lot of trees like that.
Yeah.
It's in your private property. So now, V'zarak, and I throw something, right? I'm in Rosh Hashayachid. And I throw something and I throw it onto the tree. And the tree is makam dalal al dal. It's a huge tree. Now, where's the tree? The trunk is in Rosh Hashayachid.
Right?
The branch is in Rosh Hashayachid. I'm in Rosh Hashayachid and I throw something on the tree.
And it's in the Rosh Hashayachid.
It's on the Rosh Hashayachid part. Right. V'zarak, v'noach, anofo. And it rests on the branches. Rebbe Savar, Amrinan Shadein, Nofo, Basar, Ikaro. We go after the trunk. Where's the trunk? In Rosh Hashayachid. I threw it from Rosh Hashayachid. It doesn't matter where the branches are. The trunk's in Rosh Hashayachid. Therefore, I was over-carrying. I threw it from Rosh Hashayachid through Rosh Hashayachid. The branches are in Rosh Hashayachid also. No. It's considered Rosh Hashayachid. Why? Because you follow the trunk. We don't say that. This has anything to do with Makam Dalal Al Dalam? Nothing at all. This can't be the Rebbe, right? Ella Ha Rebbe. How about this one? The Tanya. Zarak Me Rosh Hashayachid. L'Rosh Hashayachid. If I throw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashayachid be'emtza, and Rosh Hashayachid in between, this is the opposite case of Rabbi Akiva. That was Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid with Rosh Hashanah in the middle. Now it's the opposite. I'm throwing it from one street to another street, and Rosh Hashayachid in between. I'm throwing it from this side of the peninsula to the other side of the peninsula, and there's some, I don't know, kiosk in between. Rosh Hashayachid in between. Right? That's what I'm doing. So, right? I better yet, from one side of the highway to the other side of the highway, and there's a toll booth in between. Right? Toll booth in between. That's exactly what we're going to say. That's exactly the case. The toll booth in between, am I chayev? Says Rebbe, yes.
Yeah, it went through different rishus.
Well, it went through Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Right.
But it went through...
One second. So what?
So it went through Rosh Hashanah also, so why doesn't that count as its own?
Rebbe, one second. El HaZani Rebbe, Tanya. Zark Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah be'emsa. Rebbe Mechayev, Acham Potrin. Remember who the Mashmul? Mechayev, are you Rebbe Shtayim? He's Chayev twice. Once, going from this side of the highway to the toll booth,
right.
And once from the toll booth to the other side of the highway. Chayev twice.
That's why Akiva
should. Exactly. Achas Mishamotza, Achas Mishamachnasa.
Right.
Similar to Rebbe Akiva.
It has to be the same as Rebbe Akiva because there's no Hanacha.
There's no Hanacha, exactly. So, what do you see? You don't need a Makam Dalal Al Dalal. Rebbe holds this way. And this is better than Rebbe Akiva because Rebbe Akiva had a problem. We said maybe only. The Hanacha doesn't require Dal. What about the Akira? And here we see that even the Akira doesn't need a Makam Dalal Dalal. The ball is flying through the air. You have no Dalal Al Dalal. Not at any stage of this thing. Take it with my hand, I throw the ball in the highway, goes over the toll booth, and you catch on the other side of the highway.
Come to that concept that Avir is not important at all.
We're going to get to Avir soon. So, Alma, Lo Boy Akira, Lo Boy Hanacha, Makam Dalal Al Dalal. You don't need the Akira, you don't need the Hanacha. You're all good to go. Hitmar Allah, Rav Shmuel, Dami Tavayu. No. Lo Mechayev Rebbe, Elab Rosh Hashayachid Mekora. This would only work if this Rosh Hashayachid had a roof over it. Like a toll booth, has a roof.
Okay.
If it's an open Rosh Hashayachid, it would not work. Someone's backyard, it would not work. Why not?
Yeah.
Because Darminan, Besa Gman Damali Adalim, this is also, again, it's a halachic section. We view the house as if it's full. It's a full house, no room in the house. And therefore what? Right? Therefore, the airspace is not considered chashuv airspace, so Rashi says. The airspace is not considered airspace. Therefore, if you throw something over the roof, it's as if it rested there, because there's nowhere for it to go. This is all halachic fiction. The ball is going straight through. The football is going straight over. But since the airspace is full, we're viewing it as if it's full, it's as if it rested. Again, it's like a, you can't argue, it just is what it is. Damrin on basic command, Damalia Damia, the house as if it's full. Aval she'ena makora, lo. But if it's not roofed, we would never see such a thing.
It's not what?
Not roofed.
Roofed.
So it's someone's backyard, one side of the street, and you throw it into the guy's backyard. That guy's not roofed. It's a regular backyard. And then it goes to the other side of the street. We would not say this halacha, that you chayiv twice. You're not chayiv at all. You know why? You don't have a makom dalal al dalal.
It's even worse. Because in Neirim, we heard that a roof makom is karmelis. So I'll give a rish
reyachi. What do you mean?
A roof of a house is not
enough. No. Since it's roofed, we view the house as if it's full. It's just halachic made up. We view the house as if it's full. The house is not full. The house can be empty. We view it as if it's full. Therefore, when the ball goes over the roof, it's as if it rested there because there's nowhere for it to go because the house is full underneath.
Well, yes. What is the house considered?
It's a yachid. It is a yachid.
Then it's a
halachic and hanacha. Because it rested in the house because it can't go through because it's full.
We had a similar case like that where once somebody sat on a porch.
Yes.
And he threw it over to the other's porch on the other guy on the same side.
Right.
And we considered it the...
Right. That's the problem with this topic. We're going to stop this topic in 4 days, and we're not going to pick it up for another 100 days. Right. And that's cool if we come back to this. But then we're going to forget it, and we're going to be a thousand other things in Shabbos.
Where did we get the fundamental concept that you need an Akira and a Hanocha?
So that is the fundamentals of Hotzah. Right? It's the fundamentals of Hotzah. The Gemara takes it for granted. Might come up in the next few days. The Gemara just takes it for granted. Well, that's the first Mishnah. Right. You have to have Akira and Hanocha. Right? I don't know if the Gemara is ever going to say it here. Maybe say it later. Maybe they learn out of a pasuk. Maybe it's a svara. Like, how do you know everything? How do you know that when writing a letter, it has to be two letters? How do you know that? So we'll get to all that. So I'm not, they might come up again. I'm not sure. So,
if you're going over the house, isn't it about the
Gemara's answer that question also. V'chite mahacha nami. B'mikora, I want to tell you, our mission is also roofed. Our mission also had a roof. Therefore, it'll make sense. Ha tinach b'rishus ha'yachin mekora. That's only good. That's good. Rishus ha'yachin could be roofed. Rishus ha'rabim mi mekora mi mechayev. If rishus ha'rabim is roofed, you chayev on that? Not chayev on that. Barmer Shmuel bar Yehuda amar Rav Abba amar Rav Huna amar Rav Hamavir chayfet dal ramas rishus ha'rabim mekora potter. You carry something in a roof rishus ha'rabim, you potter. Why you potter? Lefisha ein adom l'dagli ha'midbar. Because the midbar wasn't like that. The midbar didn't have a roof. So it doesn't parallel what was in the midbar. You're not chayav for that. So that can't be the answer. That can't be the answer. And Rebbe cannot be the author of our Mishnah. El Amar Bzeira Hamani Achermi. It's the opinion of the Acherim. The Tanya, we looked at the Brisa. Acherim Omrim. Amar Bimkomo V'kibel Chayav. I'm having a catch with you on Shabbos. So I throw the ball to you, and you catch it. You're chayav. Akar Mimkomo. If you have to go chase it to catch it, V'kibel, you catch it. Potter, am the thrower is potter. What's the svar for that? Amad b'mkom v'kibel chayiv. Now, why is that true? Why is that true that if I throw it and you have to run to catch it, you're am the thrower is potter? I did akira and anacha and I did everything wrong. Why? We see from here that it goes in the hand. That's the Gemara's question. But why am I potter if I throw it to you and you have to go run to catch it? We're having a catch, I overthrow it, but you're a good catcher, you're a good wide receiver, so you run to catch, you catch it. So why am I putter in that case? So Rashi says, putter, because the hanacha was not from my koach. The hanacha was not from the thrower's koach, it was from the catcher's good wide receivership. That's what made him catch it. That's what Rashi says. And then we're going to go with that. Okay, but if I throw it right, you're standing like this, and the ball lands right into your hands, I'm chayev. Why? I did everything. Your hands are just a kli. I did everything. The Sfasemis has a suffix. What if the guy doesn't have to move, but has to move his arm to catch it? Like he has to, like, you know, lean over like this, like in the right field. Then is the thrower chayev or putter? I have a suffix about that, I don't know. But if the guy has to move to catch it, for sure the thrower is putter. Now, all that is not for now. But what do you see? You see that, right? You don't need it. That's what Acher said. You don't. He's in the story of playing catch with somebody. What do you see? That you don't require makom dalad al dalad. You can have details about this case with the catching, but the bottom line is you don't need makom dalad al dalad. But
deal. Does Acher say you chayv?
The Acher said if the catcher doesn't move, the thrower is chayv. If the catcher moves, then the thrower is potter. Because it's not from his kolach, it's from the catcher's catching ability.
So then you have air force on the catcher.
So, no, it doesn't. But he didn't do an Akira.
He catches the ball.
But he didn't do an Akira. He just caught it. He didn't do an Akira.
Why isn't that an Akira?
He only did a Hanukkah. What?
Why isn't it?
He's waiting like this. The ball flanned in his hands. He didn't do an Akira.
You're right, right.
The truth of the matter is, the koiches comes from both.
That's what, so. But since you have the other guy, you're not chayef. Right? V'dilma hanachu d'lo boy hakira boy. Maybe you need to be hakira for makom dalal. Ein echnami, right? So Gemara says hanachanami dilma pashit kanfei v'kibay. Well, maybe he caught it in his shirt. Maybe he had a big glove. The glove is dalal al dalal, big huge glove, like those beginner's gloves. It's a big huge glove. Dalal al dalal. He caught it in the glove. Or he had caught it in his shirt. He had a big huge shirt. He caught it in the shirt. V'kanami hanacha. And you do have an hanacha. So Amar v'Abba. That can't be right. This case can't be right. New case. There was no hand. The Mishnah's not talking about a hand. The Mishnah's talking about there was a basket. And the basket's dalad al dalad tvachim. So the Oni shows up in a basket and says, please put some bread in this basket. And the Balabais goes to his basket, picks up the bread, takes it out the window, and puts it in the basket. That's the case. In the Chanam, there is no hand.
What's enough committed then between just putting it down in the... What's enough committed between what he made a basket for? Any rishos?
The problem is, our Mishnah said that the Oni has to give from the Oni... The Mishnah said hand. Yodo. Yeah. Pashat Oni is Yodo. Lifnim. V'nasal toch Yodo. You put it in his hand. So we're changing it. No, it wasn't a hand. It was a basket. That avoids the question. Right? V'niach agabe traxel. Tekanami hanacha. V'hayado ketani, but it says yado. Yeah, da tani traskel shem yado. Change it to say the basket, the basket in his hand. Change it to say that. Hatinach traskel v'rishos ayachid. That only makes sense if the basket's in rishos ayachid. That's a very good answer. Traskel v'rishos harabim, but a basket in rishos harabim is rishos ayachid. Has the status of rishos ayachid. You can have a rishos ayachid in a rishos harabim. Yes, the oni's outside, but if he's holding a basket, he's not a rishos harabim. The basket's not considered a Rishos HaRabim. The basket's a Rishos HaYachid in Rishos HaRabim. How do you know such a thing?
Because he's carrying anyway.
What? No, he put the basket there before Shabbos. The basket was put there before Shabbos. And he tells the Baal HaBayis, please, forget that issue. Please put the apple in the basket.
Okay.
Right? So
you're saying he's not even holding the basket.
Let's say he's holding it. He's holding it. He's holding it.
He's not moving.
The point is, we're talking about a person who's carrying on Shabbos.
Right.
He's over-carrying, right? Don't makom dalad al dalad. No, there's a basket. So the basket's a makom dalad al dalad. The problem with that is that a basket in Rosh Hashanah is the status of Rosh Hashanah. So what the Baal HaBayis do? He transfers something from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, which is not an Issa D'Oraisa. It's only an Xeri. Maybe he'll come to carry in a real place. Nothing wrong with that. Me'ikar Adin. That can't be the case of the Mishnah. Right? Traxel Rishus Yoabim, Rishus Yachidi. Lame the look, Rabbi Rabbi Huda. Can our Mishnah not be like him? What did he say? Titania, Rabbi Rabbi Huda Omer. No, it's Kana Rishus Harabim. If somebody takes a basketball pole in Rishus Harabim, Uberosho Traxel, and on top of the pole, he puts a basket, and he makes a basketball hoop. The problem is he forgot to make the hoop open on the bottom. So it's just a regular basket. So whatever you throw goes in there. And that basket's dalad al dalad. And I'm walking down the street with a basketball. And I throw it into the basket. I'm chayev. I threw it from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. The basket hoop is in Rosh Hashanah also. No. It has a din of Rosh Hashanah. Why? It's big enough to be Rosh Hashanah. Right? Parshat v'na'ach agabav chayev. Dik Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Pasha Baal Bas Yodo, Pasha balabayis yod alachutz, v'nosan latoch yado, it means to the basket in the hand, shalani, amai chayiv. Why are you chayiv? May Rishut HaYachid, the Rishut HaYachid come apik. You went from one Rishut HaYachid to another Rishut HaYachid. Why are you chayiv? This can't be him. So Gemara says, no. Afilu teima Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam, in the case of the basket, the case of the basketball basket, l'mayla meyud. The basket's above 10 tvachim. So if it's above 10 tvachim, it's no longer a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim stops at 10 tvachim. It's very low, but that's where it stops. Anything above that is a Rishus. Well, the Gemara assumes it's a Rishus HaYachid. Tosfos asks, why can't it be a Carmelis? Tosfos answers, Kalim cannot be Carmelises. It's a rule about Carmelis. A Kali can't be a Carmelis. So a basket can't be a Carmelis. So what is it? It's a Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, Hacha, but our Mishnah is Lamata Miyud. It's less than 10 Tvachim. So, maybe the basket, less than 10 Tvachim, right? Maybe then it's considered a Rosh Hashanah. Maybe then it's considered Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it'd be good. Yichayev. So, the Gemara says, come on, Kasha Lele Rabbi Avo. Rabbi had a Kasha on this. Mi katani trakasal shabiyado? Doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It's very nice to throw it in. Doesn't say it. For yado katani. It says yado. Ela amar avavua. Case number 5. How about this case? Kigon.
Your hands are carmelis, didn't we say?
Your hand is a carmelis? No, the Gemara wanted to say that. We rejected that. Ela kigon. Listen to this one. Shashil shal yado lamata megim v'kibla. You bent down and you accepted the apple within 3 tvachim of the ground. So it's as if it's on the ground. Because it's within 3 tvachim of the ground. I have omed ketani, but since the guy's standing up, now b'shachah he's leaning over. V'ibaytem or b'guma, he's already in a ditch, so his hand, without leaning over, is within 3 tachim of the ground, of outside the ditch. V'ibaytem or bananas, we're talking about a midget, so his hand's always within 3 tachim of the ground. Amar Rava, ichvul tan lashminan kolhani. Come on, the Mishnah is such just funny cases. The Mishnah, the first opening Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos, which is one of the most prevalent Mishnahs in all of Shas. It's talking about a guy who's a midget. I mean, come on. Right? Rashi says, Torah hatana b'chol zos. The Tana was busy writing all this. The Tana's busy writing such funny cases. Right? Guy's leaning over. He's in a ditch. Right? We're teaching you how to tzah in funny cases. El amarava. Final answer. Yado shel adam chashuv lo kedalad al dalad. Your hand is considered dalad al dalad. V'chein kaser ravin amar v'yochanan yado shel adam chashuv lo kedalad al dalad. Your hand's considered dalad al dalad. Right? Why is that? Says the Rambam, because everybody in society puts things in hands, and therefore it's considered dalad al dalad. Very simple answer. Right? Okay. Now let's go back and examine some of the rejected answers because they had some nuggets in there. Interesting ideas that we need to explore. Amar of Oven, Amar Biloy, Amar Biochanan. Zarak Chayfetz Venoach, Besoch Yado Shal Chaveiro, Chayev. How about this one? I throw something and it lands in your pocket.
Yado.
Amar of Eloy, Amar Biochanan. Zarak Chayfetz. Oh, I'm sorry. Zarak Chayfetz. I throw something. Venoach Besoch Yado Shal Chaveiro. And it lands in your hand. Chayev. 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 Mike Mashbalon. Yeah, right? We said that already. What's the chiddush? It's only if you had the machshava. I want that apple very badly, very hungry, right? But if you didn't have any machshava, then it doesn't count. Yes, it does count, right? It counts even if it's without machshava, right? You not machshava is the wrong word here. The right word is intent. Without intent, I didn't intend to catch it. Oh, look at this! He threw me my favorite candy. Well, look at that! I didn't intend. It's still okay. It still doesn't make a difference. It's still considered a chashav makam dalad al dalad. Okay.
So you're walking in cold weather with your kid holding his hand. You've got gloves on.
Yeah.
The kid pulls away and pulls off your glove.
Right. That's an onis.
Okay.
That's an onis. That's an onis. How could happen, but it's an onis. How do you get your glove back on? That's a different question. By Rabbi Yochanan, Zara Chayfetz, v'nekar hubimkomo. Listen to this. You don't have any friends, so you're playing catch with yourself. So what do? You throw the ball, you run and catch it. So we said before that that if you throw a ball to somebody and he doesn't have to move, then you're chayev, the thrower's chayev. But if he has to move, he's putter. What about if you throw the ball to yourself? Zarak chayfetz, you throw the ball, the nekar humim komo, then you go run, the chazer, and you catch it. The kiblo, and you catch it. Ma, what's the story? Ma, come here, by the way, what's the question? Or about the brava, shtei kochos ba'adam echad, come here, by the way, two kochos with one person, shtei kochos ba'adam echad, ka'adam echad dami v'chayev, and you chayev, or dilma, kishnei b'nei adam upater. It's like two different people, and you're putter, and teku, we don't have an answer to that question. Okay? Ask the Rishash, 1 minute. If I write two letters, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, am I chayev? You forgot it was Shabbos the whole day, you forgot. You didn't remember and then forget again. You forgot the whole time, am I chayev? Yes, you chayev. Why is this any different? Why is this different? I did half a malacha, then I did another half a malacha. Why is it different? He doesn't answer it. Maybe he does. I didn't go look it up, but it's a question out there. Okay. Amar of Avin, Amar of Yochanan. Hichnis yodo l'sel chatzer chaveiro. I stick my hand into, why it has to be your chatzer, it's a whole discussion, in your chatzer. V'kibel mei b'shamim, I catch the rain. V'hotzi, and I bring it into my rishus. Chayev, I'm chayev carrying. What I catch, what I carry, rainwater. I maskel for abdera, malatino chaveiro, malatino shamayim, iu lo avar akira, but I didn't do an akira. All I did was catch it from the sky. I didn't do an akira. I didn't pick it up from anywhere. It landed in my hand. And I move it into my rishos, from your rishos to my rishos, from your rishos to the street, right? So why am I chayev? So that can't be the case you caught rainwater. That can't be the case. So we're going to change it. Lo tema kibel, no. Ela kolat. I gathered water from your pitcher. You had a bucket. I gathered the water from the bucket and brought it out into the street. That's what I did. Took a handful of water out of your bucket. That's the case.
So what's the
right?
Why is that different than any other case? Ein
echadami. So I call it. I gathered it. The Gemara thinks you gathered it from the sky or something. What does it mean gathered? Val, but you know akira me al makom gavay al dalat v'leka. But you don't have a makom dalat al dalat. Because the Gemara doesn't think he carried, not a bucket, it wasn't a bucket. It was, I don't know how you call it exactly. So I'm Rabbi Chia Bereid Rav Avuna, Kigon Shah called me Agave Akosel. No, off the wall. It's raining off the wall. You catch it off the wall.
Water dripping.
The water dripping. Agave Akosel. Nami Holonach, but it never rested on the wall. So the Gemara says, Kida Amar Rava Bekosel Meshupa. It was a slanty wall. So it rested on the wall. You gathered it off the wall to gather it off a bucket. This is all funny stuff. That's why we're talking about this case. When did Rava say anything about a slanty wall? When did Rava say that? And the case is as follows: a funny case, not a funny case. It could be a real case. Hayakari b'sefer. If somebody's reading a scroll, didn't have books in those days with binding, it scrolls. Someone's reading a scroll. Ala skuba. He's on his front porch reading a scroll. He's reading on Shabbos afternoon a scroll. And we're talking about a Jewish scroll. It's like a sefer. We'll see why in a minute. But it's God not safer biyado, and the safer he slipped and it rolled away from him. Golo etzlo, he can roll it back. Where did it go? Out into the street, into the Shusha Rabbim. He can roll it back, it's not a problem. He can roll it back. There's a very important Rashi here. Golo etzlo. Perak basra de Erevin, the last perak of Erevin, Mukila, we're gonna say, Baskupas Karmelis. You're sitting in a Karmelis, not a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Karmelis. And if it's a Carmelis and the scroll rolled into the street, that's only a Derabbanan. And for the Kedusha of a Sefer, we're going to allow you to roll it back. Right? Kigon, Kavoa Gimel V'Rachava Dalet. It's three high and four wide. For Rosh Hashanah, Overes Lefanov. There's Rosh Hashanah in front of you. The E, Nafal Kule Miyadeh. If the whole thing fell out of your hand, then Umahadre Le, Rosh Hashanah, Laeskupa, Lavchi Yif Chatazika. It's not a real Chataz anyway. Hilkach, therefore, Hashta Derosho, Echad Biyado, since he's still holding on to the one head of it, the one side of it, Ein Kan Akira, it's not an Akira, because he didn't let go of it yet, Afilu Mishum Shavuz, Nami Lo Gazar, we're not even Gozer for a Shavuz, and the other Rishonim, Rashi here is a little brief, and the other Rishonim explain that the Ritva said, it's only for a Sefer Torah, we'll do only for a Sefer, or some Chumash or something, a scroll of Kedusha, will be Makel. You're reading some John Grisham novel, we're not going to allow this. Right? But if, because it's a Sefer, we're going to allow it. Fine. After all, you didn't really do anything. He didn't do anything wrong. On a direct level, he did nothing wrong. Right? Okay. This is leading up to the case of the slanty wall. Now, Hayakar Barosh Agag, what if you're up on a roof? This is Galgal Sefer Miyado, and the Sefer, you're reading a Sefer on a roof, and it fell down, and it lost your hand, it lost your grip, and it started to roll down the fall down the side of the house. You're still holding on to it. So, Ad Shlo Gil Yud Tvachim, as long as it's not within 10 Tvachim of the ground, it's above 10 Tvachim from the ground, so where is it? Not in a Rishon Sarabim. Golas, you can roll it back. Mishigil Yud Tvachim, once it's in Yud Tvachim, Hovchal Ksav. Turn the Ksav over, it shouldn't be a bazillion, shouldn't rain on the Ksav, or bugs are going to come, turn it over, so at least the Ksav is not facing, is not exposed. Okay? Vavina ba, am I Hovchal Ksav? Why do you have to do that? Halo nach, didn't rest anywhere. Didn't rest, this scroll not resting anywhere. Amarava b'kosel mishupa. No, it's a slanty wall. So it's resting on the slanty wall. Right? And that's considered a valid hanacha. Then you have to leave it there. Okay? It's considered a valid hanacha. So too, megishamim is considered a valid hanacha. Eim adam arava b'sefer. When did Rava say that about a sefer? The oven denayich, which can rest. Mayim mi'avidin denayichi. Can water ever be considered at rest? That I could pick it up and be ochre it, it's ever at rest. So it's always constantly moving, and therefore there can't be a hanacha on water. Is that true? Right? Ela marava, you're right, that's true.
That's, water in a bucket is not at rest.
Ela, kigol shigol agabi guma, it was in a bucket, it was in a ditch. In other words, water on the side of a wall, not resting. Even if it's a slanty wall and it could gather on some level, it's not really resting. So there's a change, you're right, it's in a bucket, it's in a guma. Guma pshita, so isn't that obvious? Now the tema, I would have thought mayim agabe mayim. Lav hanachahu, water on water is not considered hanacha. What's the top water resting on? The water underneath. So what kind of resting is that? Come on, shalom, that's valid resting. Vaz the Rava l'taimei, and Rava is consistent. The Amar Rava, mayim agabe mayim hayna hanachasan. Water resting on water, so the top water is at rest. Egos agabe mayim lav hayna hanachaso. And egos on top of water in a chanami. You pick up the egos and hand it over to someone else, you pick it up, it's in water, it's not considered picking up. Why? It was never resting. It's constantly in movement, it's no hanacha. Boy, Rava, what about this? Egos bikli, what if the egos is in a kli? Vikli tof agabi bayim, and the kli is resting on water. Baser egos as linen? Do you go after the bus, go after the peanut? V'hanayach, and it's resting? Oh, dilma baser kli as linen v'halo anayach denaydi, and it's not resting. A taker, we don't have an answer to that question. Now, shemen, what about oil? Shetzof agabi yayin, which is resting on wine, so it floated to the top. Machlokas, if you're going to maneuver about it, it's a machlokas about that. Did not. Shemen shetzof agabe yayin, if shemen is resting on top of water, of wine, v'naga tful yom b'shemen, and a tful yom touches the shemen, does he make the yayin tummy? Lo pasal elo shemen bilvad, you only make the shemen tummy. Why? There's no connection between the yayin and the shemen. No, not connected. Just what? That the shemen's on top of the wine. So if I touch the shemen, why should the wine be tummy? Why? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, no, shnei mechubrin zelazeh. They're both connected. How can they both be connected? Right? So the Mishnah Chon explains, because if you want to take all the oil out of that bucket, without one morsel of wine coming along with it, it's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible. There's no way you could do that. Maybe you have some special tool in the laboratory. Regular person can't do that. You can't get rid of all the oil and then no wine came along with it. It's impossible. Therefore, they're connected. Therefore, you touch the wine, touch the oil, the wine underneath becomes tummy also. So the machlok is about that. Amar of Avin, Amar of Eloi, Amar of Yochanan, Hayatoein, Ochlan Umashkin, if you're carrying food and drink, V'nichnas V'yotze Kol Hayod Kulo, you go in and out all day long, and a chayev Achiyamot, you got to stop. You got to stop. Right? It has to be a hanacha. You got to stop. Amar Abaya, Vuhu She'omed Lefush. And it's only if you stop to rest. If you stop to rest.
As opposed to
stopping to adjust your packages. Mimai, how do you know that? B'damar Mark, as we said, Tok Dalan Amos, if you're walking within 4 Amos, Omed Lefush, and you stop to rest, Putter. You're now Putter. Why are you Putter? Because you made a Hanacha. I didn't walk 4 Amos yet. I made a Hanacha. I stopped. Now I resume my journey. I tell her, I need to breathe. I got to stop for a few minutes. You do that. You stop. And you continue walking. You did a hanacha. You did a hanacha. It starts over again. Right. You got to walk for Ramos. Lekatev, but if I stop to adjust my load, chayev. I'm chayev for that. Why am I chayev for that? Why am I chayev for that? Wait one second. Rashi explains. One second. Chutz Dal Amos, if you're outside of Dal Amos, Amad Lafosh Chayev. Now you walked 34 Amos. Now you stop to rest your Chayev. Lakate, but if I stop just to adjust my load, Pater, I am Pater. My Kamashbalan, Shalos Akiri Mishar Rishon Lakach, they didn't get up. What are you telling me all this for? That the Akira has to be on intentions? Hamar of Yochanan Chazim, we said that already. Amar of Safra, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Hamar of Chafatzim, Mizavis, Lazavis. I'm carrying my stuff from corner to corner. I'm carrying my book from one corner to the other corner. Ooh, you know what? Josh would love this book. I'm going to go right now to his house. And I walk out of the house holding the book. When I picked up the book, I was moving it from one bookshelf to another bookshelf. Never thought of going out. Then after I'm holding the book, ooh, now I'm going to go run to hit to my neighbor to give him the book. Right? I'm Potter. You know why? Because I never had an initial Akira with the intention of picking it up to take it out. I picked it up just to move it down the hall in my house. Then, you know what? Ooh, my friend's going to love this book. Let me go run right now before he takes his Shabbos afternoon nap. I run to him. When I picked it up, I never intended to make an Akira out of the house. Therefore, there was a physical Akira? Yes, there was. There was no halachic Akira. There was no halachic Akira. That's no different than stopping to adjust my load, which is not considered a halachic Akira, a halachic Hanacha. It's not considered a halachic Hanacha, because I'm only stopping just to adjust my load. Rashi explains because it's learned out from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, Rashi says, "Umigamina mi Mishkan, she is chavin lasos malacha." You have to intend. Avol yo lo yada shu shavus o kesavar shemalacha zu muteres. When I adjust my load, I'm not thinking about it. I'm just, oh my God, it's so heavy. I gotta fix my coat. I gotta fix my load. That's not considered stopping. So we have two different cases that say the exact same thing. Number one, adjusting a load doesn't count. And number two, picking up a book, picking up anything, to move it around the house, and then go outside with it, is also not considered an Akira. So why don't two cases say the same thing? And the Gemara answers, Amaroi and Inu, yeah, two different Amaroi, said it in different ways. Mar Amar La Baha'i Lishna, Mar Amar La Baha'i Lishna. This one said it like this, and this one said it like that. But it's the same story. It's the same halacha, same story, no difference. Each one said it in their own unique way. Okay? Whew. So we'll stop here by the two dots, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. All right.